Hello there.
Hello there.
And welcome to What If Qui-Gon Didn't Die? My name's Jamie.
And my name is Sean.
And he's singing already. Oh no. It's
and you've done it. Yes.
this is our Monday episode. This is our traditional what people are here for.
Headcanon.
Just nonsense talking.
Nonsense forge, whatever you said a bit earlier.
Yeah, nonsense smithery.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
We are nonsense smiths. This, I'm going to stop saying it because that could be edited and somebody might just go, no, now you're nonsmiths.
Yeah.
I've just said it as well, so that's ruined that. So
Say that again, people.
That's it, game over for that one. But guess what? You'll hear it again on Friday because that's what we recorded first. Anyway, this week's episode, we're asking the question, did Darth Vader and the Grand Moff Tarkin let Luke and Leia escape?
Round of applause for you, sir.
Thank you very
much.
That
was a mouthful.
It was a mouthful, and I will make that shorter for the title. But
let's just recap here quickly.
Yes, please.
Before we get into it. So, episode...
Quattro.
Number four. But to you old legendes out there, the first one you watched,
yeah.
Funnily enough.
Star Wars.
Episode 4, but it was just Star Wars.
Just Star Wars.
A
New Hope to those slightly newer.
No, savants. We're on the Rebel ship. Vader captures Leia.
Yes.
She sent off R2-D2 with the little, you know, help me. Message, SOS. Fast forward a little bit, Luke has R2, meets Obi-Wan, and he goes, oh, you want to get off world? Luke's like, yeah, I want to get off world. My dad was a Jedi, cool dude, didn't stab myself in the eye with his sword. they find Han and Chewie, the most dashing pirates ever. Smugglers, sorry, not pirates. They again go to Alderaan, which, sir, is destroyed. Is it Alderaan?
It is. It's not anymore.
Well, it's not anymore, but it was Alderaan, and then it became dust.
Yes.
And they landed, they flew towards a moon.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
But it wasn't a moon.
That's no moon.
That's a space station.
That's no moon. It's a space station.
You were the other week, on your little boomer video.
Yes, I was. I was right there, wasn't I?
You were on the deck of the Death Star. Number one. The OG Death Star people, not the half-built pancake you see on every memorabilia these days.
Yeah, the only one that matters
for some reason. The one that actually did any work.
Yeah, but actually in Rogue One, that first Death Star looks so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Imposing when it comes up above the horizon.
Yeah.
And the lasers, the cannon, that little dimple is looking right at you.
Yeah. You know it's just death, which is why it's called
the Death Star. Yes. Yes.
And then touched upon again quickly in Andor when they're in the prison and they're building parts for the Death Star.
That's right,
how it all links in. And then Andor's obviously in Rogue One. Oh!
Amazing. Love it.
Yeah, great storyboard in there.
So circling back.
They go to the Death Star. They, in some haphazard rescue mission, they manage to save Leia.
Yes.
And get off ship, obviously without Ben Kenobi, but he had planned for that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So we're moving away from that because we have discussed this previously. What we're asking is, after all of that random nonsense, you know, R2 plugging into the ship, C-3PO not listening to the comlink, Han and Chewie dressing up as... you know, stormtroopers with Luke, saving Leia, who had no idea who they were. She could have shot them. She's a better woman with a gun than any one of those are. She could have literally turned around and gone, don't know any of you. Bish, bosh, bash, you're all dead with the laser.
I fancy my chances against Vader rather than being with you guys.
Yeah, exactly. And then they get off the ship with the tracking device on the Millennium Falcon.
Yes.
Because it's actually said by Vader is the tracking on the ship.
That's right, yes.
Did they, after obviously Anakin finding Ben and having that massive, massive blowout fight, did he let them go? And I'm going to say, yeah, I think they did.
Yeah.
Obviously, Vader had to let him go. That was the point, because he asked if the tracking thing was on there. It was obvious his plan was to let him go anyway.
Yeah.
But then it's this whole thing, isn't it, of why he sent TIE fighters after him and stuff like that, and it made it look like they were going to try and fight them a little bit.
So I think what's important here is, why is that tracker there? Now, in the film, I think that we are led to believe that the tracker is just to find the Rebel base.
The Rebel base,
that's the only reason. However, this is Darth Vader.
Oh, he's got ulterior motives.
Ben Kenobi. He knows Ben Kenobi. He's fighting him.
Yeah.
But he must be able to sense another disturbance in the Force being right there. He must
be able to sense Luke. At least Luke, if not a little bit of Leia.
Yeah, which might be confusing.
Mm.
Because if the Force is almost set up in frequencies like DNA, they must be similar frequencies.
Yeah.
To what he, Darth Vader himself, actually has within himself.
Even though he's dark side sort of thing, he's a Sith, you'd think that he would be able to almost touch it.
Yeah.
And feel it. Because we've spoken about this before. If he knew Luke was Luke,
yeah,
he would have obviously just force pulled him over and sort of...
Yeah, he probably would have had him straight away. So, but that's an interesting point. We'll come back to that in a second.
Because we did an episode on that.
Yeah. So, did Darth Vader let them go knowing that Luke and Leia were more than just members of a rebellion? In fact, Luke actually wasn't part of the rebellion at this point.
No.
Han Solo, not a rebel. No. Chewie, not a rebel. R2-D2, yes. C-3PO, yes.
Yes.
Leia, yes. But he must have known that Leia would lead them back to safety.
Of a rebel base.
Of a rebel base.
Yeah, he must have known that. But you know, the questions that we pose is like, he caught Leia and he tried to use the robot to get the truth out of her.
Yeah.
With the old truth serum syringe.
That's right.
Like, if he was that bothered about her, why would he then let her go when we've already seen that he can pull down a ship? Because we saw in, is it Obi-Wan? He walks through the door and then the ship flies off and he's just like, nope.
Yeah.
Pulls it back with one hand. You know,
That was in one of the old games as well. That was a cool move. Yes.
You know which one I mean, with the clone, and he's pulling it down.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my god. L2 R2, Force Awakens.
Force Awakens, yeah.
L2 R2.
Force Awakens, Unleashed.
Force Unleashed. Yes. And you had the clone with the dual back.
Yes. Anyway.
So yeah, trailing back. So we know Vader can do that. So he
I'm going to cut you up here, because what we've always said in the past is every new film has to be kind of more spectacular than the last.
This is true.
So episode 4 is the least spectacular.
Because it was the very
because we
first.
We didn't know, we hadn't expanded the capabilities of what Jedi are able to do.
Oh yeah, yeah, of course.
And it's only in the second one where he brings up an X-Wing fighter that you go, actually, hang on.
Yeah, these guys are pretty cool, powerful.
And actually, Yoda looks quite weak in comparison.
Yeah. Oh, he does, yeah.
But he's an old...
old hermit.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
So he's not pushing his powers that hard, but he can do it still.
Yeah.
Anyway. Sorry for cutting you off there.
So, yeah, no, but good point, because, you know, storyboard-wise, he's not really probably going to pull a ship down. Because in the first film, the Force is almost a bit sort of weird, a bit kooky, a little bit... You know, it's magic.
But to reinforce your theory, removing the ship idea, he can force choke people at will.
Yeah, at will. Yeah.
If he wanted to force choke anybody trying to escape on that ship, all he's got to do is bring those three little fingers up as he does crush them.
Crush Han Solo. Because he probably would have known that the older bloke with the Wookiee are the pilots.
Yeah,
he would look at Luke and go, oh, he's only 14 or whatever he is, 15.
He might,
which means Leia's
fly,
only 15, and he's caught Leia, who's 15, and he's shoving a needle up her. Think about that, people. Leia's made out to be older than Luke, they're twins.
They're twins. I don't know if at the point that story was made, it was known that they were going to be...
Probably not. They probably thought that they were just brother and sister. Yeah.
That's part of the story that's probably evolved
from make it interesting. Yeah. Lucas probably had it in his back of his head, but it was just sort of being flown around. Mm. Yeah, so he could have force choked them. Again, though, he didn't, did he? So he wanted them to escape.
Yeah, he must have wanted...
He wanted to get revenge on Ben because, obviously, he's angry AF towards Obi-Wan, and he knows as well because, obviously, we've seen in newer stuff. But when you find out that Darth Vader is Anakin Skywalker, you start to think, oh, well, he worked with Ben in the Clone Wars, but it obviously didn't end that well.
Yeah.
So then you realise just how angry he is and sort of all this sort of stuff. So he was gunning for Ben because... But then Ben's force aura overpowered the fact that Luke and Leia are on board.
Possibly.
Going back to that sort of force question we had a minute ago.
And if you think about how focused Darth Vader would have been on Ben.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he would have been.
Yeah.
Then...
He wouldn't have felt clouded. Luke and Leia there anyway.
So maybe his plan actually was just the Rebel base.
Yeah.
But at least he's seeing... a bigger picture, unlike the Grand Moff himself.
Grand Moff, the man.
Who probably wasn't so aware of that plan.
Yeah, and he probably berated Vader. I can't remember if there's a scene where he actually does berate him for letting him go.
Yeah.
And then obviously Vader, I think Vader said, sorry people, it's been so long since I've actually watched it. It's all jumbled up with other stuff.
Once again. No research. Films that we've watched many, many, many times.
Yeah.
But you see so many of them. Sometimes the storylines just get jumbled up.
That's it, yeah. But I'm pretty sure he berates him and he goes, well, we've got a tracker on him, so it doesn't matter. Or he at least says to one of the stormtroopers, is the tracker on the ship?
Yeah.
So it's obvious the Moff is going to know that they've got a tracker on there.
Yeah.
So even if he berates Vader because he didn't want them to escape. But then where was he? Because they did all these things in the ship and they knew that Leia had escaped and they knew that some stormtroopers had been killed.
Yeah.
And you didn't see the Moff once being like, put the whole station in lockdown.
I think he would have rather have kept them on board.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Moff would have, yeah.
But he would have rather have just interrogated.
Yeah.
And that was going to be how he gets his answers.
Yeah.
And he uses Darth Vader as a tool to that end, doesn't he?
Yeah, because Vader is, you know, he's Lord Vader. But actually, the Grand Moffster, he's above him in rank, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
So even though Vader is sort of swanning around controlling things, Moff's the one with all the...
He's in charge of, as we know from Rogue One, he's the one who is actually in charge of the Death Star.
Yeah.
It's his moon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because we know the other guy wants it.
Yeah.
And he was promised it. And as he spits his words out in Rogue One. he's brilliant in that, but he's a piece of work, isn't he?
Yeah.
But Grand Moff Tarkin, he's secretly working to undermine, and he does it successfully and he takes it. So he's in charge on, I think, I don't know if he would have more power within the Empire and the Empire as a whole. I think Darth Vader probably sits above him.
Yeah.
But it's his Death Star.
Yeah.
And anybody who's on board the Death Star answers to him, with the exception of perhaps the Emperor.
Yeah, yeah. Because even when Vader chokes that dude, he doesn't really tell him off, but he does sort of be like, we don't have time for this.
Yeah.
Just sort of pack it in, child. Yeah. Sort of thing. Like, you're only here because the Emperor lets you be here.
Yeah.
That's the sort of vibe you get when you watch him, because he's just too chill to have a wizard who can choke you at will on there. You know, he goes off to his little chamber to play Mario Kart while he's waiting for the update of where to go, you know?
It's really funny when you reference a meme and I'm just like, I know exactly
you
what
know
you
exactly
mean.
The meme I'm on about.
And I just hope other people are on board with that, because I can't explain it.
No, and I don't know. I don't want to.
Yeah.
If you know the meme.
If you do, you do. And if you don't, you don't.
Yeah. Learn.
ask us and we'll get you in a meme group.
Yeah, you know, ever-growing meme group. I don't think the Grand Moff would have let him go, like you say. I think he probably would have wanted him to stay on ship.
Yeah.
But then, it's like I said, he knew that stuff was going on, but he didn't, like, put the ship in lockdown.
No.
Or he didn't con Vader and be like, right, stop fighting Ben, because what are you doing? Fighting him.
Well, actually, I want to argue with you here. Come on, put your fists up. It's time to fight.
All right, okay.
Because the Ben Kenobi, his job was to disable the tractor beam.
Yes.
To allow them to, so they couldn't escape. They weren't able to escape until he did.
Yes.
That little specific mission.
That's very true. And then he found Vader after that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't even that. Was he searching? He was walking the corridors like he was looking for him, but also trying to avoid him.
Yeah.
But then it ended up in a sort of a.
But then he saw Luke and he was like, right, I need to obviously keep this fight going to let him get off. So yeah, he disabled the tractor beam. But wouldn't Tarkin know that the tractor beam's been disabled? Wouldn't there be an alert to say, oh, the whole tracking system's been taken down? Tractor beam system, sorry. Because he's up in the command center, and then wouldn't they be like, oh, there's somebody's activating the doors for the garbage chute? Why's that? Oh, because the stormtroopers who were shooting Leia saw him jump down the garbage chute. Nobody sort of passed up all of this communication.
Communication, isn't there? I just wonder if it's a sign of the times. So I know the 70s, they're not as technologically as inferior as people would like them to believe that they are.
Yeah, yeah.
They would have alarms for various bits and pieces and alerts and buzzers and bells and whatever.
Yeah.
However, it doesn't matter if this is set in some futuristic land.
Yeah.
And they've still got technology that's rooted in the knowledge of the 70s. And maybe there just wasn't a capability to have an alarm system on it.
But what about the little talkers?
They could talk, but the tractor beam system.
Oh, maybe wouldn't have alerted.
Perhaps all set up on its own little pedestal, isn't it? All miles away from everything. You'd have to.
Yes.
They probably arrogantly thought,
nobody's going to turn
it
off.
Yeah, this is so buried. Who's going to turn off a tractor beam? We'll just leave it there. It'd be fine. You don't need an alarm for that.
Yeah.
Even though there's technicians sitting at banks and banks of computer screens with lights and all sorts of things going off.
Yeah.
But nothing to register about the tractor beam.
No, that's very true.
But
let's not
get into plot holes because we'll ruin the whole thing.
We'll ruin the old film there. But yeah, but again, not one of them, you know. And maybe he did know that Leia went down through the garbage chute, and maybe he just thought, oh, well, she'll die down there.
Yeah.
Because it's going to get crushed. But then, unless he wouldn't know that R2 opened the door. Because again, it's that thing, isn't it? If it was, say, the Clone Wars animation, somebody would go, oh, the garbage chute's being messed around with.
Mm.
Go and find the port on deck 12 and see if there's a little astromech plugged in there.
The garbage chamber is scheduled for crushing.
Yeah.
And so they probably were expecting on the schedule for something to happen. So perhaps a bit of good fortune.
Oh, that's true. He only opened the door. It wasn't the crushing that he initiated. It was the door opening.
Yeah. So everything else was going to plan for the schedule.
Yeah.
And yes, the door was opened. But at that point, they've escaped and it's too late.
Yeah, that's true.
So even if you send somebody down to investigate,
they've already ran off down the corridors. Yeah. It's such a tough one, isn't it? Because obviously, it's for story writing purposes, the stormtroopers have got to be dumb.
Oh, yeah. They've got to be absolutely hopeless.
You know, you had four people. One of them's been in a cell without food and water for God knows how long.
Yeah.
And she can shoot better than the fully fed and watered, you know,
trained up.
Yeah, trained up. You know, you got some smugglers who actually know how to use a gun.
Yeah.
A lad who shoots things in the desert, so he actually knows how to defend himself.
Yeah.
And she shoots better than them, basically emaciated. And then she's got the wits to go down the garbage chute, and it's just so film-esque for people not to go, oh, maybe we should alert the station about this. If this was, say for example, if that was a Game of Thrones book, you would have somebody waiting outside the garbage chute, just leaning against the wall going,
we'll double check that in a minute and make sure they're all dead.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. All right in there. I knew you'd be in there. Funny that. Somebody told me you went down the garbage chute. You know, obviously this Game of Thrones is a bit different, but yeah. And then, I don't know, it's one of those things where it's for the story that Tarkin's not involved in that whole bit.
Yeah.
Because it needs to be about Vader and Ben. It needs to be about Luke seeing Ben disappear, thinking he's dead, but then realising after he sees Yoda and all of his training that actually Ben didn't die.
No.
Ben chose to, and that's obviously what led Luke then to do the same thing in
Episode
Ray. Because he obviously does the same thing, doesn't he?
Mm.
He meets the Sith of his time, and then he disappears, and it's like a nice little throwback to what Ben did for him. And obviously Rey's watching Luke do that, so it's just the circle is going along again, like Balon says, you know, it's the same circle, you know, it's always the same thing. But yeah, for story writing purposes, but it would have been nice, you know, maybe if it was just a little bit of Tarkin losing his shit, essentially.
I think it would have been really good to see more of him, because he's a powerful man.
With a good mind.
Oh, he's smart. There's no question. He didn't get into that level of position
just following little bubbles. Yeah.
It would be good to see what would have happened if he hadn't let them escape.
Yeah.
If the stormtroopers had been more switched on and used their comlink and chatted and said...
Because they could have captured them, they could have shot the ship's, you know, little hyperdrive thing.
Oh, yeah, they could have pulled the ship to bits because they would just be like, well, we need the parts.
Yeah.
And these people, they're not going to escape.
Yeah, and they're...
We don't want them to escape, so destroy the ship.
Yeah, this is it, you know. Because you think they would have clamped it down or something, or...
Yeah, tethered it. Because aren't those TIE fighters... They're tethered to the bank, aren't they?
Yeah, and they could have put the little floor clamps over the Millennium Falcon to hold it into place. Because they already knew that they weren't Imperial.
But again, we're sort of... These are newer ideas.
Newer effects that we're trying to put back in. Yeah. But then, you know, because they pulled them in, so they must have known. And then for them to put on stormtrooper gear and sort of sneak around the ship, it's all good story writing.
It is, yeah.
But actually, as soon as they landed, you would have been like, 50 men, I don't care who comes out of there, just, you know, stun them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, they wanted to stop them.
Yeah, they could have just paralysed them like they did and just chuck them in cells. But again, good story writing. And Ben somehow managed to sneak off and do the whole tractor thing.
So let's think about... Tarkin again, because we could just talk about Darth Vader constantly, but we need to include Tarkin with this. And I would like to, I wonder if he was in on it, and we don't think he was, but what if he was and he sort of said to the stormtroopers, or he gave the command to go down the chain, that there are some rebels on board, the plan is to chase them and scare them but not kill them. We need them to escape. He's given basically the order.
Oh, so he knows that the tracking device is on
there. If
he
knows the tracking device is on there because he's part of the big... Because he's clever.
Oh, maybe he could have been the one to set it all up.
Yeah.
Because he would know they're being drawn in on the tractor beam.
Yeah.
He could have gone, right, they're being drawn in. We're going to do this now.
Mm. And then that way, the stormtroopers have had their command. Because they wouldn't have been commanded by Vader.
No.
It would have been... Probably wouldn't have even come from Tarkin himself, but there would have been discussion beforehand.
Other moths.
Yeah, there would have been people further down, lesser moths. And they would have passed that message on to say, you know, do not kill them.
Yeah. Engage, but do not
We kill want to them. Scare them because we need them to rush back to safety, and their safety will be a rebel base somewhere.
Yeah, if we harass them enough, that's the first place they'll go. Yeah. 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 Because that leads me on to the TIE fighter fight after.
Mm.
You know, them TIE fighters could have had the Falcon.
Oh, yeah.
Easily, you know. Or they could have just got the tractor beam working again and gone, oh, somebody's flicked the tractor beam off. Let's just turn that back on and draw them back in. But they didn't. They actually made a sort of show about letting them go. And, you know, obviously you count the people who died because of that. And they're just going, oh, yeah, how many people died? 50 people died. Oh, my God, what a waste. Oh, but never mind, it's all good. We found out where their base is. Hey, lives mean nothing to us. But, yeah, maybe that's a nice way to think about it, actually, that he orchestrated it. And then that leads back to what we said about Vader. He was literally just walking around because he felt Ben.
Yeah,
maybe so he probably just went into tunnel vision mode, and Tarkin went, oh, well, he's no use to me now because, you know, another Jedi's on board. I'll do this.
I think you mentioned it before, but I think it's right. I think Darth Vader does ask about the tracking device.
Yeah. So he must have some idea of the
plan.
So
he must have been in the room when the plan was sort of formulated.
Yeah.
But, yeah, perhaps distracted.
Distracted by Ben being on board. Yeah. He could feel him, couldn't he?
And he knew what needed to happen, but he wanted to also face Ben.
Yeah.
You know, as we would look at it now as a sort of revenge fight.
Yeah.
But at the time, it was just, he's the baddie and Ben's the goodie, and they're just going to fight because they're the two most powerful people in the room. Yeah,
they're the space wizards who need to clash it out in the hallway there.
The context changes massively after the prequels are created. But then, next question would be to sort of twist it around a bit and say Moff had nothing to do with it. Mr. Moff Tark. Had nothing to do with it, no knowledge. He was just sort of busy trying to operate the Death Star because that's his job. If Vader let them go, if he knew that Luke and Leia were part of his family, do you think he thought he was going to find them again later and fight them or convince them to stay? Do you think that maybe he had a fight with Ben, defeated Ben, as if to say, like, Luke, I'm the powerful one here.
Yeah, you need to come with me.
I'm not going
to
kill you because I know you've got Skywalker blood in you.
Yeah, because he didn't know Leia, because obviously Leia's called Organa. And if her Force aura wasn't strong enough for him to feel, because he would have felt the aura when he first captured her.
She at that point wouldn't have had any training, would she?
Or inkling. So it was only towards the end that she felt it.
Yeah, you kind of need to have it woken up within you, don't you?
Yeah. So I think by episode 6 it had kind of started, but at that point in episode 4, I don't think Vader would have felt...
No, and Luke would have just been a flickering anyway.
Yeah, like most things on the ship, Chewie could have had the same amount of force in him.
Yeah, he could have done. Yeah,
as we've said in a previous episode, everybody's got it. Maybe, but yeah, Vader was obviously intent on Ben's sort of force thing.
But I just wonder what if he did know about Luke or Leia or both. What would his intentions perhaps look like? Do you think he would have let them go with the idea to fight them later?
Or catch up to them, yeah.
Or catch up to them and convince them to join the dark side.
Maybe. But then he's obviously fighting Tarkin then, because if they go back to the Rebel base and the tracking device works, and they go, all right, it's hit, and Vader goes, don't do anything yet, because there's two people I need to speak to.
Yeah.
Tarkin's going to go, two people versus millions of people? Nah. We've already destroyed Alderaan. I'm going to shoot this rebel base off the face of the earth.
And that's true, isn't it? Because as they're coming round...
Yeah. Even though they could have just hyper space drive to the other side of the globe. It's a good story writing
there. Yeah. But as they sort of slowly appear around the corner, which I do love. I just love that.
It's a cool thing, yeah.
As it's
5 minutes to death.
Yeah. Yeah. And without hesitation, as soon as that window opens, he's single reactor fire.
Continue with the operation. You may fire when ready.
What?
Yeah.
You know, he's charged up and he's ready to just destroy that whole...
Yeah, that... Yeah, just...
All of Dantooine.
Yeah. Recycled name.
Well, from the first planet, you see.
Well... it's a good shout. So what would Vader have done? He would have gone, right, don't do that, because I want to go down and speak to Leia. And what would he have done if he landed on the thing? He would have had to have fought all the rebels, because all the rebels on that planet would have gone, oh, Vader's here, let's shoot him. Shoot him down. And he couldn't fight off all of them. That's been proven. A Jedi can't defend against thousands of guns. And then he would have He would have gone, you are my kid. And she'd have gone, oh, well, you're evil.
I do wonder, though, we know that the Jedi couldn't defeat that many blasters from newer films, but Darth Vader was shown as being the strongest, most powerful. Nobody outside of a Jedi has a chance of facing him and defeating him.
No.
So perhaps he could have gone down there and just been like super soldier.
Every single gun. Oh, broken or, you know, something. Maybe.
It might have been a different sort of twist on it. But
Luke and Leia were in the same base, weren't they? Because they had the briefing as it was coming round. So he could have TIE fighter down there, found them two, kicked some ass and gone, you two, I want 5 minutes.
Yeah.
5 minutes of your time.
He might not have been as kind as that. But
no,
yeah.
No, he would have literally slaughtered everybody and then and
the
then
women pinned and them, the children.
Yeah, and then pinned them two to the wall, just like, listen to me. But I mean, it wouldn't have gone down well, because obviously the story then, it's like you said before, it was good versus bad in that first Star Wars film. There was no context because nothing else had been written yet.
Yeah.
So Leia would have looked at him and gone, bad guy, bad guy, bad guy.
Yes.
And Luke would have been, bad guy, bad guy, bad guy. You know, because you only sort of think, wow. Yeah, something's going on here with Luke. Because Luke at that point is, Luke's going to be the hero. That's the story setting up to be.
Yeah,
young boy Luke is going to be the hero. You know, and he's going to do all these great things. You know, a true Jedi.
That old chestnut.
That old chestnut. So actually, even if Vader did go down there with the intention, I let you go off the Death Star because I wanted to talk to you without anybody, you know, any stormtroopers or Grand Moff Tarkin around or whatever. I think the conversation would have just been, you're evil.
In the context of that film, yeah, they would have just...
In the context of that film...
They wouldn't have talked to him.
No, they wouldn't have, and it would have just ended up Leia trying to shoot him, him getting angry.
And do you know what I think would have probably happened if Vader had left to talk to them? The Death Star would have just destroyed the planet
With him on there. Yeah, because Tarkin would have gone, I've got my orders.
Yeah.
I found the Rebel base. He would have spoke to Palpatine, and Palpatine would have gone, it's all right, I feel another presence in the force. And then Lord Vader made the decision to go down there. Maybe Tarkin would have just gone, don't care. I own the strongest gun in the galaxy.
Yeah.
I'm going to use it. And then they all would have died.
Yeah.
You know, or in some weird plot twist, Luke was able to leave on the ship and he blew up the Death Star while Vader was on the planet talking to Leia. Because all it would have done then is cut out the Vader chasing Luke scene.
Yeah.
It would have been Vader talking to Leia, but Luke being chased by some other great TIE fighter pilot, you know, because Anakin's the greatest pilot in the galaxy, and yet he weren't that great. But he is mostly machine at that point. Maybe he's not quick enough. But yeah, so the story, like for the time of the film, I don't think Vader going down there would have done anything. Because, like we say, it's just bad versus good. If it was released now, and there was context, it couldn't be, you know, Avengers sort of Disney style bad versus good.
No.
Because of all the prequels, we would have gone somewhere along the line, Leia would probably know. You know, you're telling me she's 15 years old and not one person has gone, guess who your real daddy is? You know, in Bail Organa's sort of gardens and stuff. But then that's the thing, you know, all these things, like you said before, come out after that first film.
Yeah.
So the Obi-Wan series come out after, and it adds all of this depth when we're led to believe at the end of episode 3 that he drops Leia off with Bail Organa, and then he don't even see her again because he sits on Tatooine watching Luke until he gets old and grey.
Yeah.
And, you know, defeats Darth Maul on Tatooine. Yeah, but then of course they add stuff in and add layers in and add layers in, and it becomes very hard to be like, how does she not know? Because how does... Yeah, Obi-Wan knows her dad, Bail Organa, from the Clone Wars era because he used to be a member of the Senate, blah, blah, blah. But the Senate being overtaken by the Emperor and using the Jedi and the Clone Wars should all be part of the history that Bail Organa was actually a big part of. How can she not know? That Darth Vader's her dad. You're telling me it was kept a secret from every clone and every member of the Senate didn't go, oh, Anakin Skywalker. And obviously Leia wouldn't know he's her dad, but she would know that Anakin Skywalker was Darth Vader.
Yes.
And then obviously at the end of 6, Luke sort of and her realise that they're brother and sister, because he tells her Vader's his dad and she goes, but we're related. And he goes, he's your dad too.
Yeah,
but all of these things which have been brought out now would basically... Leia's not dumb.
No.
She would well know that Vader is her dad. And then the conversation would just be, oh, what are you doing? And maybe she would try and do some sort of redemption thing, but at the end of the day, you still got Grand Moff up top, being like, we had orders, you let them escape for a reason, we're here for that reason now, either leave the planet or die.
Yeah. Done.
Because nobody else bar Luke, at that point in that film, Luke is the hero. Luke has to be the one to do the photon torpedo.
Yeah, he does.
We know that. Yeah. It's obvious it's going to be Luke.
Yeah, from the moment you see him staring at those two suns.
Yeah, it has to be Luke.
Yeah.
It's not going to be his random mate who somehow got off planet and made it to the...
It's not going
to
be Wedge.
It's not going to be Wedge. How did you get there, Wedge? I'm sorry, we need an episode on how Wedge left Tatooine and managed to get past the stormtroopers to outer space. Anyway, had to be Luke. So what was Vader open on, if that was his plan? And Tarkin wouldn't give two craps anyway.
No.
Because he's banking on the fact that, yeah, the Death Star was blown up, but in his eyes, oh, we're going to turn the corner in a minute. Even though the laser can destroy your planet.
We could just destroy this planet to get out of the way so we could see the other one.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe they were banking on the idea that they didn't know that they were coming around the corner.
Yeah.
And because they've entered hyperspace or exited hyperspace behind a planet.
Maybe they don't think the sensory things are around the sensors wouldn't around the planet. Which is fair enough, you know.
Sensors that can detect stuff on the other side of a planet but can't tell you if the tractor beam's been turned off.
Yes. Yeah. Let's not break the canon. Again, story writing. And that's it, isn't it? It's got to be some form of plot armor for the hero Luke.
Yeah, it does. You know,
it's your typical cowboy film, but in space. Because the cowboy has a real harsh time. You know, he can't ride a horse or whatever or shoot a gun. But when he meets the baddie at the end, finally he's learned how to shoot his gun in a straight line. It's that typical sort of film. Yeah, because they could have just shot the planet from behind and blown it up. And they could have done that before all of the pilots were in their ships to fight the Death Star. So the Death Star 1 would have still been going, and it would have been just terrorising because Leia would be gone and most of the Rebels would be gone. Because they had every high-ranking officer of the Rebels on that planet.
And actually that moon, that where they were based, possibly would have been in trouble if the planet itself, being that much bigger, was destroyed.
Oh, the gravity well made by the star blowing up would have been... They would have all died anyway.
Everything would have just... In the explosion, it would have just toasted.
It would have taken them out as well.
Yeah.
So they're trying to come round to show Bay again, story writing. Yeah, but they could have literally just...
They've got to add the tension.
They could have just shot that planet and the moon would have been destroyed instantly with it.
Yeah.
Anyway, just because of how physics works and stuff. Yeah. But story writing aside, I think Moff... But to be fair to Moff, he's got his orders...
Yes.
And he's not a magical Jedi, wizard. No. He is a man, human male, in the army. He's quite high up and he has a job to do.
Yeah.
And I think he would have done it. And actually, he was probably gutted when he realised that thingy who made the plans put that little vent in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You know, I forget his name.
Erso,
yeah, yeah. When he put the plans in for that, because at the moment, at the time, isn't he? Because when they come out of hyperspace, isn't he like raring to go already?
Probably, yeah. He's so keen on it. He's so excited.
I can't remember the scene because there's a scene where Vader comes out of his little racing pod.
Yeah, it's a Mario Kart pod.
Then he goes up to the bridge and Tarkin's already there.
Yeah.
Ready to go. Because I think it's a bit of a character switch for Tarkin. When they destroyed Alderaan so easily, I'm surprised they didn't say, well, Tarkin would have actually just shot it, like we've said.
Yeah.
But it all leads up to Luke and his plot armour.
Well, the difference with Alderaan was there was no rebels on there. It was just purely to bait Leia.
Yeah,
that was all it was for. It was just to show I've got the power.
Yeah,
and this is where you live. Mm. So, see you later.
Mm. Unless
take this seriously.
Unless big brain here. Palpatine.
Yeah.
Palpatine planned the lot. So Palpatine.
I like where this is going.
Palpatine knew about Luke somehow.
I mean, he knows a lot of stuff
He knows a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff within a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So, maybe he told them not to kill the rebels. So, and he would have told Vader and Tarkin.
Because he has foreseen it.
He's foreseen that they will go to the rebel base. So he's told Vader and Tarkin that.
Yeah.
In his head, though, he's saying Luke and Leia Skywalker. But I won't say anything yet. I'm going to keep that to myself. And I'll just tell Tarkin and Vader to let him go, but put on a bit of a show. And then, instead of just blowing up the planet, he's probably told them somewhere down the line, just destroy the moon. Because he knows that Luke needs to tap into the Force with Ben, destroying the Death Star, so that he can then start to latch onto his Force aura.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Because he needs Luke. He would have needed Leia if Leia had Force earlier. But of course, she didn't have it then. So he might have already known that Luke was a thing. Because he knew Obi-Wan was a thing. And as soon as Obi-Wan started using his powers again and like turned the tap on, the Emperor undoubtedly would have gone...
Someone's awake.
Yeah. The little alarm would have gone off. Obi-Wan.
Why is he there?
Obi-Wan. Yeah, I can feel him in the galaxy again.
Who else is there?
Yeah. And the same with Yoda. He would have felt Yoda use his powers again. Yoda shut off his powers, and as soon as he started using them again, I can tell you, Palpatine probably sat in his chair and went, oh, there's a little tingle. That's Yoda, that is.
Yeah.
So he knows that Luke's a thing. He needs Luke to tap into the Force to destroy the Death Star. And he's thinking, I bet Vader goes out to face him in the TIE fighter. So Vader's all right, and I can use Vader to manipulate Luke.
Yes.
So I need to let it all happen. So actually, to be fair, Tarkin is following orders by not doing the sensible thing. He would be disobeying the Emperor's orders by blowing up the planet first.
Mm.
Because the Emperor needs the tension and the time, almost, to create Luke.
A window of opportunity.
Yeah, for Luke to really do it. And he's probably already gone, F that first Death Star. I've got better plans going on anyway.
They're probably already building the second one.
At that time, yeah. They probably were. And he already must know, because I'm sure he speaks to Vader.
Mm.
So there's got to be more conversations than the ones we're allowed to see in the film.
Yeah, oh yeah, always.
Because obviously we're shown stuff which forwards the story. But you're telling me Vader just don't ring him up and go, well, I fought Ben Kenobi on the ship and he disappeared, but he didn't die. What does that mean, Master? And Palpatine's going, oh, well, if he didn't actually die like Qui-Gon and he disappeared...
He knows something. And Palpatine knows just about everything that can be known.
Yeah, because he's back again.
Yeah.
You know, and you think by this time in episode 4, he's already planned the clone army. He planned the entirety of the Clone Wars. He planned cloning people so that he couldn't die, because he couldn't find out how to live forever. He's just going to use cloning to keep himself going. He's already planned for Anakin to be Darth Vader, knowing full well that even though Anakin's the chosen one, somebody else will come along younger, stronger, smarter, better. And it was the same with Dooku, because he had Dooku first while Anakin was growing up. As soon as Anakin was old enough, do it. Got Anakin to kill for Dooku.
Yeah, true.
And then he tried to get Luke to do it and kill his dad because he was younger, stronger, smarter, better, whatever. And then if Luke did turn, pay any money, he'd already foreseen Rey, and he could have gone, do you know what? Rey's one of my clones anyway. She's got a really good midichlorian count.
Yeah.
Rey can kill Luke. And then it's the same cycle. The
circle continues.
And imagine if it was that, and Luke was the new Vader, Rey went up there and he goes, do it. And then Rey kills Luke and he's like, I foresaw this 600 years ago.
Yeah.
So he already knows, and this is why the films work so well, because to be fair, whatever the answer is, the Emperor can just, he's done it in the background, hasn't he?
Yeah. You can all, I suppose you could probably skew anything that happens
to him planning it, because he's foreseen.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea, good theory on that. I like that.
Because even if Vader went down to the Rebel base, right? Let's say Vader goes down there and Tarkin wants to kill I can guarantee that Palpatine somehow would have got through, and he would have said to Tarkin, let Vader do what he needs to do.
Yes, he would have prevented him from...
blowing up the planet. He wouldn't have said why, because he's manipulating everybody. So he already knows in his head that he needs Luke. So in his head, he's thinking, I need Luke.
Well, he wouldn't tell Tarkin why, because he needs Tarkin to believe that he is...
following orders.
Or more powerful than Vader in terms of authority.
Yeah, military sort of
So he needs to keep him on side. He doesn't want to tell him why. He just needs to tell him, don't do it, let him talk, and then
destroy it after. You know, because he's charging the thing, but the Emperor probably knew that they'd have to come out of hyperspace behind the arsehole of the planet.
Yeah.
You know? So again, it's just like excellent. But yeah, so he could have told Tarkin to just hold off a minute, you know, charge him up, but don't shoot yet. Wait for Lord Vader to return. But he would have, wouldn't he? And then Vader could have gone down, had as much time as he needed, and by that point, the rebels are already in the sky fighting the Death Star.
Yes.
So the Emperor wins all the time because he's just told little white lies to get people to move along a bit, and then nice bow, because he's going, Death Star 2's on the way. Not that I need a Death Star. He doesn't need a Death Star.
He doesn't need a Death Star.
Destroying a planet means nothing. Starkiller Base meant nothing. Because you can destroy planets and millions of lives. Yes, you know, genocide. Horrible. But in his head, all he's thinking is, I just need to manipulate two people.
Yeah, always.
To forward my power. He doesn't give a two rat's ass about all the other things that he does. That is just all show.
Yeah.
For his little tiny, I just need one strong Jedi to suck my semen down. So I can keep living here. Sounds horrible, people, but that's probably it. And that's how I can justify the films being so sort of kooky in their, you know, plot hole ways. It's just the Emperor planning it, you know. Because Tarkin, like you say, he's high up, he wants to keep his authority. He would have followed orders from Palpatine.
Yeah, especially if he wants to keep his position.
And he wants to keep the Death Star. He didn't think the Death Star was going to blow up.
No, obviously, because he thought it was invincible.
That's right, he didn't know about the ports until the bitter end, when somebody's like, oh, look at them torpedoes going down that tube.
Whee!
Yeah, and he goes, oh, you know, but until that point, he thought they were invincible. So he would have followed orders, believing, that's all right. I've got time to wait. I'm going to do my job. I might get, you know, promoted even more for this.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know where you get promoted to. But...
Well, this is it. We need an episode on, you know.
Wouldn't it be great to follow Tarkin's rise?
Yeah, but then like,
how does he get to that position of power?
And where's his house? He's obviously on a good wage. Does he have servants?
He doesn't have a house.
Does he have fish?
He lives on the Death Star, doesn't he?
Yeah, but does he have fish? Does he have a pet? Does he eat better food than everybody else?
Oh, probably, but I don't know. But yeah, it's difficult to say, isn't it?
He's a company man. He's a company man, but it's the same in Warhammer. Everybody has all these jobs, but I'm like, there's no...
No reward for your work.
Yeah, you don't go home at the end of the day.
No.
You just work till you die.
You live for your work.
Yeah, you work till you die, and it's that kind of environment in Star Wars as well, especially for the Empire, because they want to look, you know, bad and good. The Rebels all, like, go to the pub and, you know, grow crops, and yet the Imperials are just like, just work.
Well, that's just to show how evil they are.
They're just evil, whip-cracking sods, aren't they?
Yeah, you think about the Uruk-hai in...
Lord of the Rings. They were bred for work.
That's all they do.
Yeah, and they can only have maggoty bread for 3 stinking days.
But you know, just that's how the story progresses. If it went into employment law,
yeah,
I think it would. You'd lose
the whole thing. Would just
crumble.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
Stormtroopers having a day off. Yeah. Oh, I'm on holiday. Sorry, Tarks, I'm off.
Yeah, yeah. I need you to come in today. No, I know I've got nowhere to go, but I'm sitting on my bunk. I've booked a TIE fighter to. That moon down there.
I'm on a TIE fighter joyride.
Yeah.
Something's going to take me drifting around this moon.
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually going to Tatooine to go to the bazaar. I'm going to jump on the hyperspace lane in any minute now. See you, mate. I've got 2 days off. I'll see you Wednesday.
Yeah.
But I need you to control the laser. Get Jared to do it.
Yeah.
He's my cover.
Oh, but he's off sick.
Oh, then they're buggered, aren't they? Imagine that. You know, what if all the stormtroopers didn't know how to press the button?
Yeah, but they're on paternity leave as well, so we can't bring them back. I'm really sorry.
Can't even ring them up while they're on holiday. Otherwise, that is against the union law as well.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Ring them up on when they're on holiday. Oh, what an episode. So, I'm quite happy to say that, you know, Tarkin and Vader did let him leave.
Yes.
But in the shadows, Palpatine's pulling the strings all along.
They let them leave, but they didn't know why.
Yeah.
They thought it was just to lead them to the rebel base. Yeah,
they thought they were being smart, but Palpatine had already set the seed.
The puppet master had already played himself. His game.
Yeah, and he already knew how the story was going to end. You know, and this is why, and it's actually quite a good theory that, because this is why I use the prisoners to build it, to build all those parts, because they're expendable, aren't they?
No, oh, yeah.
And they didn't leave the prison, they just went back on a different unit. So actually, he's already gone, well, I've got umpteen amount of workforce to build the bugger. So it doesn't matter if it gets blown up, because I've just used the same workforce to rebuild another one. But again, you don't need no Death Star. It's just so people can feel like something's happening. Because if it was just Palpatine and Vader on a little tiny ship flying around doing stuff, nobody would give two craps. It's because, you know, societies at large are in peril. That's why the rebels fight so much.
Mm.
If it was just Palpatine and Vader on a Star Destroyer going around trying to find Luke, they wouldn't be that bothered. They'd be like that. Well, we can just rebel away and let them two do their Jedi crap.
Yeah, do whatever they're doing.
Because we don't need to worry about that, because they're not killing civilizations or planets. But it's because the threat is there. That's why the rebels are so, you know, prominent.
Yeah.
All a big ploy by Daddy Pow Pumps.
Yeah, Big Daddy Pumps.
Something, something, something plan. Dark side plan. But yeah. Because like I say, I like that little theory as well about, you know, Anakin killing Dooku. Or Dooku, maybe you've killed his other apprentice somewhere down the line. We haven't seen that. But you're telling me there isn't another apprentice that Dooku maybe finished off trying to defend himself, but Palpatine planned it?
Oh, I would love to see it.
And then obviously Luke scuppered his plans with Vader. But let's be fair, if Luke has made mistakes in the books and in the comics, and we saw with Kylo Ren, he made mistakes. If he had killed Vader, Palpatine would have been like, all right, great. That's one of my plans come round. Because he obviously didn't plan for Vader to turn.
No.
He planned for Luke to kill him. And then Rey could have killed Luke, and then, I don't know, whoever comes after Rey could have, you know, Grogu could have killed Rey. And then he would have been like, right, Grogu is basically Yoda. He's got the same midichlorian count. It's through the roof. I'm just going to use him now, which is why he's in Mandalorian having his blood taken, blah, blah, blah. Same as Bad Batch with Omega having her blood taken because of the midichlorian count. It all links up to Palpatine just wanting the blood.
Let's keep this for another episode.
Yeah, we'll stop there, but because you see where I'm going, though?
Yes, and it's exciting.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be able to see this, but my mouth was agog. The idea of a Big Daddy Palps having
centuries,
Grogu on his side.
But he had planned potential. It before Anakin was even born. Think about that. Planned it before anything. Before the clones were built. Before Obi-Wan. Before Obi-Wan was a youngling.
Right, go on. Let's leave it.
No, let's leave it there. We'll do another episode on this.
Yes, this is good stuff.
Daddy Pelps plans.
Exciting.
Exciting.
Right, well, thank you.
No, thank you, sir. Maybe we answered the question. I don't feel we kind of did without Tarkin and Vader. It was actually Palpatine.
Yeah, but this is how we operate, isn't it? Here's a question. Here's an answer completely adjacent.
Yeah.
Maybe it has something to do with it. Maybe it doesn't. But guess what? You've been here for the ride anyway. Yeah,
and I hope you've enjoyed us getting excited about it.
Right. Well, with that being said, good place to wrap up.
Sounds good.
Look after yourself.
Be good now.
And stay out of the sand.